Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, here's a Florida man story for you. This one's about Florida woman. A Florida woman caught with drugs in a bag labeled bag of drugs. St. Petersburg, Florida. A Florida woman found herself behind bars after a traffic stop yielded the discovery of several drugs stashed inside a bag labeled bag of drugs, according to Florida Highway Patrol. Lauren Riley, 41, oh my gosh, really, was arrested and charged. Yes, really, she's 41, only 41, was arrested and charged with the following after the incident that unfolded in St. Petersburg on Saturday, according to the arrest affidavit. In the bag of drugs, labeled bag of drugs, there was cocaine, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, hydromorphone, alpha-razolam, amphetamine, dextroamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. She was spotted in her vehicle, not at the wheel, without a seatbelt, rummaging around the passenger floorboard, according to the affidavit. The trooper pulled the driver over and noticed a small, used, and burnt piece of tin foil and a plastic straw in the car. Additionally, Riley was under the influence of alcohol. She was also cited for having an open container, according to Florida Highway Patrol. She was asked to get out of the car as for them to conduct a probable cause search, and that's when the bag of drugs was found inside of her purse. They also found a metal spoon, four glass pipes with residue, plastic baggies with white residue, a full needle, two straws, 3.5 grams of cocaine, 2 grams of crack cocaine, 1 gram of crystal meth, pills of hydromorphone, 2 pills of amphetamine, dextroamphetamine, and 4.5 pills of alprazolam. She was taken into custody. She's been released since then from the Pinellas County Jail. So guys, remember, if you have a bag of drugs, which I don't recommend, don't label it bag of drugs. Okay, super simple. Let's not do that.
What if you want to be really organized?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, she, or you could say this is not a bag of drugs, right? And then you can be like, nope, nope. I need to do this one. I know I got a couple of others on my, this one's about, okay, this is the Diet Pepsi one. Fox, 35, Orlando. A Florida woman was arrested for ignoring the Walmart ban in a search for her favorite Diet Pepsi, say deputies. What do you do to get banned from Walmart? Kathleen Hagen, 65, was arrested for trespassing after the incident that unfolded at Walmart on July 25th. She had an active warrant out for her arrest for failure to appear for a previous petty theft. According to the affidavit, she knew she had been banned and she came anyway. Marion County Sheriff's Office said, quote, Hagen claimed she didn't think she would be caught and that Walmart has the specific pack of Diet Pepsi that she likes. They confirmed the trespass warning, and she was taken into Marion County Jail, where she's being held without bond. She did it all for Pepsi!
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird.
They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird.
deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style that he brings, weird policies.
We'll start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
What was weird was his talking about Diet Mountain Dew. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
Who ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public
eye. Mountain Dew thing. He literally never said that he was talking about it. He never said that. I mean, I don't know. That's the left. They got their talking points out. They got their talking points. They were all told to say weird, so they all get out there. It was weird. Yes, it was weird. It was so weird. Oh my goodness, we are so organic in talking about how weird it was. It is very weird. Over and over again. That's all I'm hearing from these people. It was so weird. What's weird? I mean, who decided to... That's how they decided to hit back at J.D. Vance as being the VP? And then just going for Republicans? They... What? Did they focus group something? Because this came out of nowhere, by the way. First off, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. You can listen coast to coast, the simulcast. You can watch it. We're up at X and Rumble. There's always a discussion at Rumble. I'm just trying to figure out why. I mean, they had to focus group this thing. Well, let's see. Let's call him weird. That's a great idea. Yes, it is. It's a great idea. We're going to call him weird. So they, do they have like a thing where they got to say it every time they do a hit? They got to say weird a million times. It was weird. Yes, it was weird. And the weird. And J.D. Vance, for the last damn time, was at a campaign event when he was running for Senate. And he literally just pointed to a table that had Diet Mountain Dew. And he was like, there's snacks here. And he pointed out the Diet Mountain Dew. So the people who are making fun of Diet Mountain Dew aren't making fun of J.D. Vance. They're making fun of the people who were drinking, who provided snacks at this event, like the jerks they are. These are the people who are like, Diet Mountain Dew is weird, but you can go ahead and cut off your penis and call yourself a woman. That's totally not weird. Diet Mountain Dew is weird, but you know, the nuclear twink, the guy named Sam Brinkman who put lipstick on his face like he was just taught to do it and went out and stole ladies' luggage. That's not weird at all. No, the Republican Party is weird, but you know that one man, the man who has an Adam's apple and a Frankenbeans, and he dresses as a woman, and he's like the Deputy Health and Human Services Secretary and calls himself a woman. Yeah, that's not weird. Right? What about the time that the trans person who was a dude that had breast implants decided to go topless on the White House lawn during some Pride Easter thing? That's totally not weird. I mean, you know, when I think of weird, I don't think of like Diet Mountain Dew or, you know, even people like J.D. Vance or anybody else. I think of the people who insist on having a book called Genderqueer that literally shows strap-ons. Uh-huh. Yeah. And kids and that. And it's a graphic novel. And they wanted your elementary school kids to read it. That's weird. You know, if you want to have a conversation. I mean, I could do this all day. I was made to do this. I was made. This is like a war fit for me. I can we can do this all damn day. Totally fine with that. But they totally did freak out. And now they're like, it's weird. It's so weird. Can you believe how weird it is? Oh my gosh. Like they just decided to focus group it. And now they're all saying, you know, the same thing. It's the dumbest thing. You know, doctors not even being able to define what a woman is, but also wanting to treat you. That's not weird. But oh my gosh, does that Diet Mountain Dew? Why are you so weird? That's weird, apparently. You know, what? I mean, people literally dropping deuces and needles all over the streets in California. Not weird at all. But, oh my gosh, why are Republicans so weird with the Diet Mountain Dew? It's so weird. Why are you so, this is so stupid. But I don't know. I'm just, the people who like don't know how to use pronouns properly. No, it's not he, her, it's they, them. Oh, is he more than one person? That's not weird. But you having like what your Diet Mountain Dew is weird. I don't know. It just seems kind of going out and telling Black Americans are too stupid to get ID to vote. That's Democrats' favorite talking point. That's not weird and offensive, but apparently Diet Mountain Dew is. George Takei. Twitchy had this whole thing about George Takei. Remember him? Like, what does he do anymore? He's been annoying longer than he ever was Zulu, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he was on Star Trek at some point in his life, and he's just, like, ridden that wave. And he says that, I mean, there are photos that we can't show on air. I'll put it like that.
No, no.
Because I respect your optic nerves. I'm not going to show them to you. Don't you dare, Juan. Juan's like, find me them. He's like, look, I can see what he's doing.
Don't do it, Juan.
No, Juan, don't do it. So we're trying to protect Juan's purity. And Juan, it'll be gone, man.
Right.
My dude, do not look this up. So Twitchy put them up there. Like some of these photos, he's calling everybody else weird, but he's like in television. I can't even describe you what these photos. I cannot. Yeah. What you just thought, that's what they are.
I think there's a way.
Huh?
There's a way.
There's not. You have to blur out the whole thing, Kane.
No, I mean, there's a way you could describe it.
There's naked dudes involved.
There's no way you can show it.
And he's like on a stage.
There's a way you could describe it, though.
He's touching some dude's junk in a studio.
Oh, you're really not trying hard enough.
Well, I mean how honestly, do you describe that?
Honestly,
tell me a great one. How is that? How do you describe
it? Pretend I got a job after years of medical school as a proctologist, and I was just doubling up on my exams.
If he were a medical doctor, it still wouldn't make sense.
Mm.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think that's not how you check.
I think it's kind of how you do it.
No, that's not how you do it at all.
I don't know.
What kind of doctors are you going to, my friend?
Not really.
No.
A doctor, but I think that's
my gosh.
How it goes.
So anyway, these are the people who are saying everybody else is weird. They don't get to do that because you're the weirdos. I mean, we insist on having men dressed as women shaking their asses in front of your children, read them books in the elementary school.
Oh my.
That's not weird. Oh my gosh, you have Diet Mountain Dew. That's weird. I could do this all day long. I'm just saying.
Remember how it started? We just want to be accepted. And
yeah,
everything normal is weird.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Oh my gosh, you got married and had a family and you work a job and pay your bills. You're such a weirdo. I need to have the taxpayers take off my penis. I'm not weird. I mean, that's where we are. I mean, you had a guy, the nuke twink, who stole ladies' luggage. He stole a black woman's luggage, a black fashion designer's luggage who based, like she used like African patterns and all this stuff. Her stuff was like very, very colorful and very tailored and all this. And he stole her stuff and wore it to award shows. He stole her one-of-a-kind jewelry.
That's not weird.
That's not weird. Now, if he had Diet Mountain Dew, don't even get me started. Jeez. That's it. But that's their whole thing. That is their whole thing. Oh, my gosh. You had a bunch of dudes who did the white dudes for Harris. It looked like a convention of child predators. It's like the Brady, like they all put them in the Brady Bunch boxes. Oh, see? Yeah, Juan's getting the picture of the chick, the two dudes who want to be chicks. They're dudes. One's the Health and Human Services dude. And then the bald dude is the nuclear twink. Probably not even his clothes he's wearing. He probably stole some lady's luggage again. But hey, that's not weird. These two dudes cosplaying as women. That's not weird. But you, J.D. Vance, drinking Diet Mountain Dew. Oh my gosh, can you play for me? Hold up. Molly Jong Fast. I've mentioned her before. I don't know who this chick is. Her mom, is her mom alive? Wait a minute. I should probably know that. Erica Jong is her mom. Yeah, she's alive. She's a writer. Her daughter's famous is because of her mother. She's like a Nepo baby. I don't know why she's on MSNBC. She goes on MSNBC. It's where she's at. She's up there going off on J.D. Vance. This is like audio soundbite 11,000,000,000. Where's this at? 27,000. Please, sirs.
Stats are there. More and more Americans choosing not to have kids, which again emphasizes why J.D. Vance's comments about childless Americans, childless cat ladies, could be so politically damaging.
Well, so what's interesting is this natalism that comes from an authoritarian playbook, right? That there need to be more white children, right? That's the idea that there's, you know, this is about great replacement theory, racism, right? This is what this is. So don't misunderstand it for him wanting more children. He wants
Am
a certain
I to assume
kind of, you know,
that whatever jacked up her hair also resulted in some sort of brain injury that led her to make such a deducement?
Yeah, like it seeped in.
Yeah. Also, like, what is up with the two-tone, like, skunk stripe that was not even cool in the 90s? Number one. Number two, he has literally biracial children. You absolute talentless, hackneyed Nepo baby. He has biracial kids. He married an Indian woman. I mean, what has this chick done? I literally don't know anything about her. Google's, I don't know. Hasn't done anything with her life. That's okay. All right, there you go. I just don't get it. Like, she's literally an absolute Nepo baby who's never really done anything. She, I guess, never got anywhere with her novels, so she decided to write about politics, which is everybody who fails in Hollywood go to politics. It's made up of two types of people, the people who hate Hollywood and the people who failed in Hollywood. And she's never really, that's kind of it. She's never really done anything. And so she's, I guess, like, going off. I mean, she even said that her nanny raised her. So I don't know. She just, you know, she has a weird worldview. But she's a Nepo baby. To hear her out there at saying that he, a guy who has, like, biracial kids, wants, like, a white. What is this even? What is their fascination with us? They're the ones who constantly talk about this. They're the ones who are like, oh, my gosh, can you see this? The Republicans are so worried about, and they talk about great replacement theory. And they're the only people who talk about it when they're not talking about how the only reason they want open borders is so they have people to pick their fruit and clean their toilets. That's exactly what they say. You had, what's his face? Who's that one little chonky guy who's in the House? You know, Nadler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you the mnemonic device that I utilize to remember his name. You know what it is, Kane?
I can guess.
That's what. Anyway,
I could have guessed.
Guys couldn't read my lips on that one for the simulcast. I don't know. I someone goes, I don't even know who Molly Jung Fast is or her mother. I guess I'm a weirdo. No, you're a normal person who doesn't like to read crap literature or stuff that they call literature but really isn't anything. All right, so coming up, I'm not watching the Bread and Circus games. Have you guys been watching the Bread and Circus games? I haven't been watching them, but if there were more stories like this dude whose name I can't pronounce, if there were more stories like this dude on the pommel horse that I'm going to talk about coming up, then I think that, you know, we would all be and if people could just make it about sports and not try to politicize every single aspect of your pathetic, miserable life, like the people putting on the Olympics, then maybe people would want to watch it. Bread and Circus 24. So we got that coming up as we get moving our partners that help bring you free radio. The folks over at Kel-Tec, the P15 is an awesome, awesome pistol. It's absolutely, it's like an all around. I mean, it's something that you definitely need to have in your collection. Sleek, compact, 15 round capacity, lightweight and powerful. And then there's the metal frame version. You have the polymer as well, striker fire pistol, textured grips, true classic look and feel. I have both of them. The metal version looks like a James Bond gun. It's awesome. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot reader, keeps you on target. You got the striker fire reliability, great pull, and lifetime warranty as well. This is great, and it's just really ideal for concealed carry self-defense, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. It is the P15 9mm concealable, dependable, and you've got your firepower, quality made right here in the U.S. of A. So check them out, KeltecWeapons.com. You can learn more there, K-E-L-T-E-C, KeltecWeapons.com. Bring the P15 to the range today and tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
They're having a problem with the geese in Canada. Canadian geese. And it's apparently, but they say Canada geese. They don't say Canadian geese. That's like a thing. I don't know, but whatever. They said when nesting, they become aggressive and they rush at passerby and they hiss and all that stuff. And they're big, powerful birds and they're like really terrifying. And in Canada, they're grappling with this. A number of cities, including Ottawa and Toronto, they literally have to have goose management plans. The cities reported up to a 50% reduction in geese after the strategies were implemented. And they said that they're a major problem for farmers and anybody that has like well-maintained grass. I don't even know what that means. But they said that they're using noisemakers and like lasers and dogs to scare away the geese. But apparently, like the geese will rush and attack you. Like they said that they have been, it has been such a problem in these towns that like people are actually getting injured and all kinds of stuff. My other thought is, can you eat them?
Yeah.
Okay, so why is that not a thing? I'm just saying, I don't know. I bet they're having a problem with the Canada geese, not Canadian geese. It's Canada geese. I don't. Do I care? No. Let's see. This Olympic athlete didn't want to shake hands with his Israeli rival, paid the price in some pretty awesome karma. It was obviously the Paris Games. The Tajikistan fighter faced off against an Israeli fighter. And then the Israeli fighter, he would not shake the Israeli opponent's hand. And walked off the mat in Paris, and you're supposed to. And apparently, the guy was yelling "Allah Akbar" too.
Yeah.
And then later on, he got his shoulder damn near ripped out of his body. He had a dislocated shoulder and was left in tears on the mat. Oh, was that great? Because he took on Japanese fighter, and that guy dislocated his shoulder. Oh, sad tears. All right, let's see this. New York police arrested a man found asleep with a gun in his pants in a subway station. And Southern California police fleet is nation's first to go all electric. That sounds super safe, I'm sure. Yeah, stick with us. Have you watched any of the Bread and Circus, Kane?
Just the women's rugby. I saw that and I was like, that's actually pretty cool.
Well, I haven't been watching a lot of the Bread. I haven't watched any of the Bread and Circus. I've like seen clips here and there just because I'm just not. It aggravates me because, you know, I expected the opening ceremony to be weird because it's the French, you know. And then, you know, you had the whole thing with the Last Supper and everyone was saying that it was the Last Supper. I don't know why everyone has a hot take that's to the contrary of what the actual people who choreographed it, organized it, and produced it said in multiple interviews and on video. But, you know, there it is. I haven't really watched a lot of it or watched any of it. The first is I think it's ridiculous that you have these boxers, dudes who are competing in women's boxing, and they have transgender boxers that have been cleared to fight in the Paris Olympics, one out from Algeria, another from Taiwan, and they land pretty heavy punches on the chicks. They get into the ring and they beat the hell out of these women, and you know the force of the punch is clearly evident. And I don't know how any female would feel comfortable walking into a ring with a guy who went through puberty as a male, lived his whole life as a male, and then decided to turn into a female and, you know, has a completely different bone density and muscle makeup than you do. And all the women fighters who have stepped up to these dudes are like, I am out of my depth. And it feels like I'm out of my depth. They hit harder. One of the women who fought, I think the Algerian male who's competing as a woman, was in Mexico, and it was on video showing how hard this guy hit. And that female boxer said, "When I fought with him, I felt very out of my depth. The blows hurt me a lot, and I've never felt like that in my 13 years as a boxer. And thank God I got out of the ring safely. And it's good that they finally realized." Because they were demanding tests to check their, you know, all of this. I can't take the Olympics seriously when you allow men to compete in women's sports. I can't. And that's where, you know, they lose me with this stuff. They don't make it about the sports. They decide to politicize everything. The only really cool story that I've seen so far has to do with this guy who was on the U.S. men's Olympics gymnastics team. How do you say his last name? Steven Nedorosik?
Sounds right.
Nedorosik, yeah. So he's 25 years old, but he looks way younger. And this has been the only video that I've watched of it. This is his, if you're watching the simulcast, he does one thing. He does the pommel horse routine. He is, and I don't use this as a pejorative, this is how his friends describe him. He's a nerd. He's from Massachusetts. He's a total dork. He, on his free time, was videotaping himself, putting a Rubik's Cube together in under a minute or something like that. Something crazy. Timing himself doing it. And he was there on the sidelines handing his teammates water and clapping for them. And he was there to do one thing. Now, the men have not meddled since 08. And so they brought him there because he is all out when it comes to pommel horse. But you wouldn't know it. He's got his glasses on and he sits there and he's very unassuming. And so he was their ace. And at the final routine, this is Monday's final, was the pommel horse. And again, the men had not meddled since 2008, U.S. Men's Olympics gymnastics team. And so this guy who has been, you know, I mean, he's good at other stuff, but he's, you know, average, you know, on maybe these other routines. But pommel horse is what he was born to do. It's like Bane. I was born in the darkness. So he gets up there, takes off his glasses, and kind of squints up at the board, right? And then he starts his routine. And he just went all out on this routine. And because of his just spotless performance, was able to secure a medal, a bronze medal, for the men's Olympic team. Without him, they would not have medaled. He was the game changer. He scored 14.8 to secure the medal for his team. He just flawlessly executed all of the objectives that he was supposed to, because they require certain skill sets to be demonstrated. And people kept saying he's like Clark Kent because he's wearing his glasses and people don't know who this guy is. I mean, he's studying electrical engineering. He was going to be in Tokyo, but he apparently messed up qualification for that. So he's going to go for pommel horse gold in the individual event Saturday. But for the team final, yeah, right before he went took the pommel horse, he solved the Rubik's Cube in 9 seconds. 9 seconds, he solved the whole Rubik's Cube. And he's the first American gymnast in history to make the Olympic team as a specialist in a single event. So that's all he is. He's a pinch hitter. That is his thing. And it's always been apparently a weakness for the men's national team. And he went out there and he did his one thing and he did it so spectacularly well. And I thought that that was like a great lesson for just life in general, isn't it? Like, he looks so unassuming, right? And there's other events that he probably can't do as well. I mean, he really can't be like a football player and he really couldn't be a hockey player. You know, he's, you know, an average sized dude. You know, he looks very unassuming. And he was prepared for a moment when that moment called him. And that's kind of like an homage to this Churchill quote who he'd always said, you know, pity the person who is not prepared for when fate calls. And he was prepared and he was ready to go. And even if he had not been a standout in all these other disciplines or in all these other athletic events, this one was the one that he was really, really good at. And he got to demonstrate that and secure a medal for his team. And I just thought that was very, very cool because it was all right. He's a nerd, right? He was chilling in his nerd lane, doing his nerd stuff, doing his Rubik's Cube. And he goes out there and he does his thing and boom, he aces it. Not everybody can be amazing at every single thing, but some people can be amazing, really amazing at one particular thing. And how sad would it be if people gave that up in pursuit of greatness and everything when they could really, the one thing for which they're called to do, they can go and they can meet that challenge and then show up when, as Churchill had said, you know, the fates call. It's just a really great story. If all of the stories in the Olympics could be like that, I think a lot more people would enjoy watching it. And that's what it used to be like. But everything has gotten so politicized. People have lost the concept of unity, and I don't even think people know how to want unity anymore. But then again, I don't know if I really want unity with some of these people, if I'm being honest with you. Maybe we are too far gone. I don't know.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.